You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the conclusion of a three-part series taking a listen to the extraordinary work of the late, great Ethel Merman. This program originally aired in 1984 and covered Merman's entire Broadway career, from her debut in the Gershwin's Girl Crazy to her final show, Hello, Dolly.
You're listening to Anything Goes. I'm Paul Lazarus with a tribute to the late, great Ethel Merman. Probably your most famous production was Gypsy, of course, by Julie Stein, Stephen Sondheim, and Arthur Lawrence. And I'm very pleased to bring you a very rare tape of Ethel Merman rehearsing a very early draft of the song Have an Egg Roll, Mr. Goldstone. It's just Ethel and piano accompaniment, and of course this is an earlier version of Stephen Sondheim's lyric.
Have an egg roll, Mr. Goldstone. Have a napkin, have a chopstick, have a chair. Have a spare rib, Mr. Goldstone. Any spare rib that I can spare, I'd be glad to share. Have a dish, have a fork, have a fish, have a pork. Put your feet up, feel at home. Have a smoke, have a coke. Would you like to hear a joke? I'll have June recite a poem. Have a lychee, Mr. Goldstone. Tell me any little thing that I can do. Ginger peachy, Mr. Goldstone. Have a kumquat, have two. Everybody give a cheer. Santa Claus is sitting here. Mr. Goldstone, I love you. Give a cheer for Mr. Goldstone. Smith and Dale and Nathan Hale rolled into one. Buy a beer for Mr. Goldstone. He's a man among men and better again, he's fun. He's a yacht, he's a wit, he's a sock, he's a hit. He's a sellout in advance. He's a hoot, he's a boot, he's a custom-fitted suit with an extra pair of pants. Mr. Egg Roll, tell me any little thing that I can do. Have some fried rice, Mr. Soy Sauce. Have a cookie, have a few. What's the matter, Mr. G? Have another pot of tea. Mr. Goldstone, I love.
Little lamb, my birthday is here. Little lamb, a birthday goes by so fast. Little bear, you sit on my right, right there. Little hen, what game should we play and when? Little cat, why do you look so blue? Did somebody paint you like that? Or is it your birthday? Little thing, do you think I'll get my wings? Little lamb, little lamb. I wonder how old I am. I wonder how old I am.
There are rare stones, there are fine stones, but there's one which is an undisputed gem. There are moonstones, there are rhinestones, but a goldstone is more precious to us than them. There are good stones and bad stones and curbstones and gladstones and limestones white and red. There are big stones and small stones and grindstones and gallstones, and there's Dorothy and Fred. There are milestones, there are millstones, there's a cherry, there's a yellow, there's a blue. But we don't want any old stone, only goldstone will do. Moonstone, sunstone, we all scream for one stone. Milton, goldstone, we love you. Goldstone!
In an interview with Ira Weitzman, Stephen Sondheim spoke about his experience working with Ethel Merman on Gypsy.
When we wrote Gypsy, none of us had any idea that Ethel could act as well as she could. And so when we came to the end of the first act, an author had written this very stirring speech for her when her daughter has run away. It obviously had to be topped with a song, but I had to work on the assumption that Ethel couldn't act, because I had no idea that she could. I'd only seen her play her traditional roles. So I, very pleased with myself, I thought rather cleverly, wrote her a Blow Gabriel Blow kind of song, which was designed for the other two people on stage to act. The other daughter and the man could act in horror while she sang this very up tune. And I thought, well, that'll be effective, and that protects us from the fact that she can't act. Well, of course, it turned out that Ethel Merman could act perfectly marvelously, and she invested that song with so much more feeling. If I knew now what if I'd known then what I know now, I don't think I would have written Everything That's Coming Up Roses. I would have written something more difficult. By that, for example, Rose's Turn was written after we were in rehearsal. By then, I knew how terrific she was, and that one could challenge her with, you know, a very dramatic song.
Goals!
to you. Ready or not, here comes Mama. Mama's talking loud, Mama's doing fine, Mama's getting hot, Mama's going strong, Mama's moving on, Mama's all alone, Mama doesn't care, Mama's letting loose, Mama's got the stuff, Mama's letting go. Mama. Mama, Mama's gotta let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love and why does it get you? Why does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, and why does it get you? Thanks a lot, out with the garbage. They take vows and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway whirl, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the vows.
You are listening to Anything Goes, featuring the late, great Ethel Merman.
Funny thing happened in Gypsy. We went on the road, as I told you, for 9 months. I think it was Cleveland we were playing a matinee. And Betty Bruce was one of the gals, one of the strippers in the dressing room scene. Gotta have a gimmick. And then the dame blew the trumpet through her legs and everything backwards at the audience, everything. Poor Betty, may her soul rest in peace. She was a wonderful gal. I have to preface my story by saying that she didn't wear waterproof mascara. I tell that for a reason. We're out there and we're doing the Wednesday matinee. I think it was Cleveland, it doesn't make any difference. And in the second row, there's three little ladies sitting there with the little hats with the flowers on, you know. And they have their programs up like this. They wouldn't look at us. It was too much for them. Covered their whole face, wouldn't even look at it. So I started to laugh. Betty started to go, and she was laughing so that black tears from the mascara, the whole thing was running down here. It was so funny. Gypsy was 2 years and then 9 months on the road. That's where, after I was almost finished with the Gypsy tour, that's when I was approached to do Hello, Dolly. And I didn't want to go into another show. I mean, 2 years and 9 months is a lot of work, you know. And then 9 months traveling, living out of suitcases and so forth and so on. So I turned down Dolly. And then in 1970, David Merrick approached me and asked me, would I do 3 months of Dolly? So I said, okay. So I did 3 months, and then at the end of 3 months, he twisted my arm, and he said, look, if you play it another 6 months, at that time, he said, we will be the longest-running musical on Broadway. So I played it till a few days before Christmas, 1970. So I always say I didn't open Dolly, but I closed Dolly. Jerry Herman gave me two new songs for Hello, Dolly, which he had written for me if I had done it originally. Yeah, but no Dolly before me ever sang those songs. Look in my window World Take Me Back.
I've sliced my slice of life a little thin, haven't I, Ephraim? I've been on the outside looking in, haven't I, Ephraim? Well, from now on, Ephraim, all that's gonna change. The world is full of wonderful things, a bushel of wonderful things for me to believe in. So world, take me back. I wanna be part of the human race again and bid goodbye to all my trouble and tears. I've wasted so many odd years. It's time to get even. So world, take me back. I wanna let laughter light up my face again. Oh, no more peeking through the keyhole.
Dolly, a show that was originally written for her by Jerry Herman. You've been listening to a tribute to late Ethel Merman here on Anything Goes. We'll end with Ethel Merman's last New York appearance at Carnegie Hall on May 10th, 1982, singing one of her most classic numbers.
What else is there to say but
About it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Dressing room, they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who will smart you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your grandma has parted, you're broken hearted, but you go on. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. But still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the
We have time today to feature three additional Merman Rare recordings. These were provided to me by Stephen Cole, who has helped me in every way with this three-part tribute to Ethel Merman.
What's with me acting like a schoolgirl in a heavy affair? I'm old enough to know better, but I'm young enough to not care. Why waste time heating up the souffle? Why begin the begin? I'm old enough to flash red lights, but I'm young enough to flash green. I'm no plaster saint who thinks it's just a waste to taste that apple. But one thing that I ain't is saving myself for that old Philadelphia scrapple. Holding hands gives me young ideas, leaves me walking on air. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm young enough to not care. Stay at home a-sittin' with my knittin'. But I've changed my mind. I'm helpin' for leather, the horse, and the weather permittin'. Don't I know this is only kid stuff, a delusion and snare. I know I ought to be careful, and if I were wiser, I'd scram. I'm man enough to be stronger, but I'm woman enough to not give up. Big tinker's hoot about it. I'm a tutti-frutti about it. about it. Just a giddy galoot about a dove. Lay it on, MacDuff. I'm old enough to know better. But I guess I'm young enough to still fall in love. Just a moment ago, I was nothing and nowhere, always trying to go where I shouldn't go. Just a moment ago, I was through with illusions. What to do with illusions, I wouldn't know. I only know without any warning, the night is as bright as a gay May morning. Now in no time at all, I am something to someone, and the world has become one big glow. Am I happy? Did you ask me? I'd say no. That is not till just a moment ago. The night is as bright as a gay May morning. Now in no time at all, I am something to someone, and the world has become one big glow. Did you ask me? I'd say no. That is not till just a moment ago.
I feel the rock-bound coast of Maine, or Hoboken in the rain. That's the kind of dame I am. I'm mad for Brahms and Chopin too. I dig the Rhapsody in Blue and love Hink-a-Dink-a-Doo. That's the kind of dame I am. I'm the sort of lass who can hold a demi-tasse with my pinky poking out. Or I'll have such fun with a hot dog on a bun and that pinky poking in the sauerkraut. I love Elizabeth the Queen. I think that Hemingway is keen. And I flip for Dizzy Dean. And with me there is no sham. I adore the charm of Belly or the noise of Tin Pan Alley. I'll have chocolate or vanilla, cake, champagne or sarsaparilla. I love France's Riviera. I love New York's Yogi Berra. With me, it's all the same. That's the kind.
I also get a zing from my good old Uncle Sam. I like Shakespeare and old Casey and the guy who writes Dick Tracy, Toscanini doing Birdie, or music that's hot and dirty. I can look at Whistler's mother,
mother,
or at Liberace's brother.
Oh, brother!
With me, it's all the same. That's the kind of dame I am.
That's the merman we love and know. That goes up and stops.
Ethel Merman belting out Old Enough to Know Better just a moment ago, which was interpolated into Happy Hunting, and That's the Kind of Dame I Am, a song written by Julie Stein and George Weiss to promote Merman's first autobiography. You've been listening to the conclusion of a look at the Broadway shows of the late, great Ethel Merman. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.